So what's up, Black Girls Vibe Tribe? This is Michelle here, riding solo. What I wanted to do is share with you all the recipes for the drinks that we shared, at least via picture last night. We're going to start first with the Michigan State Mojito. And this is just a take on a mojito, obviously. But instead of using white rum, what I've used is corn whiskey, specifically Dickel Number One. But if you don't find yourself having some corn whiskey handy, feel free to use whatever white rum you might have handy. So the ingredients are 1.5 ounces of corn whiskey or white rum, 2 ounces of lime juice, 4 ounces of club soda, 2 teaspoons of sugar, about 8 mint leaves and a sprig of mint leaves for garnish. And you're also going to want to have 3 to 4 lemon wedges available. So to start off this drink, guys, this is going to be the most complicated drink to make of the 4 that we've featured. So get yourself a glass, ideally highball, but you know, whatever glass you have, let's work with it. Get yourself your glass, put, say 4 of those mint leaves, as well as 1 or 2 of those lime wedges in your glass. And what you need to do with a muddler or some other instrument is muddle those lime pieces as well as the mint. Now, the key with muddling lint is that to know is that a little bit goes a long way. So you don't need to muddle the mint so much that what you end up doing is releasing chloroform, which will obviously impact the taste of the drink. So just a couple of strokes, just rounding strokes break down the lime as well as begin to kind of break down the mint leaves a little bit, should get you where you want to be. Then next, add your 2 ounces of lime juice and your sugar and just kind of mix that into your muddled component. You can go ahead and add your ice at this point and top that off with your 1.5 ounces of whatever liquor you've chosen, as well as your 1/2 cup or 4 ounces of club soda. And then you're going to just use something to stir those components and top it off with your sprig of mint leaves for garnish. And that is your Mississippi State mojito. The next drink we had, and I'm going to offer up actually an alternative to that mojito. We're going to call this the Mississippi State Green. We're going to call this the Green Monster. It's very simple. You get a shaker. You put 2.5 ounces of orange and pineapple juice in it, 1 ounce of Hypnotic, and 1 ounce of Kettle One orange peach blossom. Throw some ice in there. Shake your shaker 10 to 15 seconds. Get that good and shaken. Strain that into a glass. And if you want ice on it, great. If you don't, not. And there you have your Green Monster. Hope you enjoy it. So next we have, as far as drinks, the Presidential, representing the University of Virginia. And this is my take on the classic Manhattan, but using a craft liquor out of Nashville called Corsair. And the particular brand is called Triple Smoke. And Triple Smoke has this really peaty element to it. It'll put you in the mind of a scotch, but it's not a scotch, it's a whiskey. So we'll use, if you don't have Corsair Triple Smoke, that's fine. Use whatever rye or whatever bourbon you like, use that. So 2 ounces of your Triple Smoke or whatever your liquor of choice is, 1 ounce of sweet vermouth, 2 dashes of Angostura bitters, and 1 dash of orange bitters. Stir that up a bit in your shaker. Don't shake it, but just stir it. And then pour it, strain it into a cocktail glass, add your cherry at the bottom, and there you have the Presidential. And next we have, let me turn the page here, the Red Storm, which is the drink in honor of Texas Tech University. And this is my classic take on the classic Cape Cod, which involves typically cranberry juice, vodka, shaken together and strained, and lime on the side. So this is going to involve 3 ounces of cranberry juice, 1 ounce of Deep Edie's cranberry vodka. So you're going to get even more red with that cranberry vodka, and 1/2 ounce of limoncello, whatever brand you have will work. Put that all on ice in a shaker, shake it 10 to 15 seconds, strain it in your cocktail glass, and there you have the Red Storm. And last but certainly not least, we have the Orange Crush for Auburn University. And this is a fairly simple drink. What you're going to do is put some ice into a shaker and add to it 2 ounces of pineapple and orange juice, 1.5 ounces of rum. And if it's not quite orange for you, especially if you've used a white rum, go ahead and add 0.5 ounces of grenadine to that mix so that you can get your orange color. Shake that up in your shaker 10 to 15 seconds, strain into your glass. Well, and first add, before you do all that, add your 3 dashes of orange bitters. Shake that up in your shaker 10 to 15 seconds. Pour it in your glass, add ice if you want. Ice is optional. And there you have your Orange Crush. So guys, those are all the ingredients for the drinks, and plus a bonus one for the Michigan State one. You know, these green drinks, you have to get a little creative sometimes. So it led me down a path where I ended up kind of experimenting and dealing with and ending up with 2 drinks. That's neither here nor there. But anyway, hope you guys enjoy the games tomorrow and the one game on Monday, and more. And just as importantly, I hope you enjoy these cocktails. I encourage you to have fun with them. I know I did, and creating them and trying to, you know, meet a quality control standard. So again, this is just a way for us to have fun, enjoy the games. But, you know, as always, drink responsibly, and we will see you soon.